James P. Johnson piano in 1945, the delightfully named Daintiness Rag. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks so much for joining me for this tribute to a long overlooked genius of American music, James P. Johnson, who wrote quite a few popular tunes, outstanding piano showpieces, music for some of the most famous black musical revues of the 20s, and really the father of Harlem stride piano style. Some of Johnson's most memorable music was introduced in theatrical stage revues. Keep Movin' is from the show Messin' Around, and Porter's love song To a Chambermaid is from the show Kitchen Mechanics Review, and might have pretty much gone unnoticed, save for Fats Waller's incomparable 1934 rendition.
Position is of low degree, and all the others may look down on me. I'll go smiling through. That's if I have you. I am the happiest of troubadours,
thinking of you, baby, while I'm massaging those floors.
At my leisure time, I made up this rhyme. I will be the oil mark. If you be the oil, then we both could mingle every time we toil. I will be the washboard, if you be the tub. Think of all the Mondays we can rub a dove. I will be your shoe brush, if you be my shoe. Then I'll keep you bright there, feeling good as new. If you be my razor, I will be your blade. That's a porter's love song
to a chambermaid.
Thank you.
Keep Movin', a long unissued 1945 piano solo from the Folkways recordings of James P. Johnson. And I think today we're much indebted to Mo Ash, who basically just made the Folkways studios available to Johnson in those years to come in and record whatever and whenever he wanted. Johnson was deeply influenced by European classical music. He tried over and over again to create a blend, a fusion. It seems like he was trying to infuse jazz into orchestral, symphonic, and even operatic forms, with mixed results. Victory Stride, conceived during World War II, is, I think, one of the more successful results, musically speaking. But influences flowed both directions through Johnson. And surprising classical formal elements can be found in such like as the 1921 piano roll, Eccentricity, which he called a syncopated waltz.
From early on, his ideas came not only from his environment, but from classical music as well. I was born with absolute pitch and could catch a key that a player was using and copy it. I played rags very accurately and brilliantly, running octaves and glissandos up and down with both hands. It made a terrific effect. I did double glissandos, straight and backhand, glissandos in sixths and double tremolos. These would run the other piano ticklers out to place at cutting sessions. From listening to classical records and concerts, I would learn concert effects and build them into blues and rags. When playing a heavy stomp, I'd soften it right down. Then I'd make an abrupt change like I heard Beethoven do in a sonata. Once I used Liszt's Rigoletto concert paraphrase as an introduction to a stomp. Another time, I'd use pianissimo effects in the groove and let the dancer's feet be heard scraping on the floor.
Thank you.
Magnificent music written by James P. Johnson, his remarkable Victory Stride, performed by the Concordia Orchestra in 1994, and as recorded under Johnson's direction for Blue Note Jazz in 1944 with Sidney DeParis trumpet and Ben Webster tenor sax. One of James P. Johnson's most ambitious symphonic works is his Yamacraw, subtitled A Negro Rhapsody, which he dedicated to a black waterfront community on the outskirts of Savannah, Georgia. Yamacraw was recorded in 1996 by the Lincoln Center Orchestra with Marcus Roberts, piano soloist. We're listening to Yamacraw, James P. Johnson's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra. It was performed twice at Carnegie Hall, the first in 1928 with Fats Waller as soloist, and again in 1945 with Johnson at the piano in a concert featuring several of his symphonic works. Sadly, Johnson wrote to conductors and patrons for decades, seeking sponsorship for a performance of his other symphonic and extended works, but received only rejections. As this tribute continues, I hope you will find a deeper appreciation of this American treasure. He was just so little appreciated in his own time and has been overlooked for so long. I think he's more than a great Harlem Stride master, composer of American standards, and really only recently has the extraordinary scope of his talent been fully charted, and it reveals a territory of vast musical genius. James P. Johnson's Yamacraw, subtitled Negro Rhapsody, performed by the Lincoln Center Orchestra with Marcus Roberts on Sony Classical. Now, I want to thank actor Peter Coyote and Command Productions, where we recorded. Peter told me that he knew one of Johnson's contemporaries and buddies, Willie the Lion Smith, who was black and Jewish.
I love doing these jazz shows, Dave, and a lot of this intersects with my life because I was brought up by New York beboppers, for whom my dad did a lot of business and business affairs. And I still remember my mother and Willie the Lion Smith joking around with each other in Yiddish. I always knew James P. Johnson was a genius, but I never knew what a genius he was until I heard this show. Thanks for putting it together, Dave.
Thanks again, Peter. For playlists, questions, or comments, feel free to contact me online through the Jazz Rhythm website at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound restoration and archiving services. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.